innovation in the planted aquarium hobby is critical to its future. I said this before in another podcast. Today, we have Oliver Knott talking about Aqua Innova in an interview recorded at the Chicago Aquatic Experience in 2014. This is Skate Foo Podcast Episode 25. Let's go.
Podcasting from always sunny Miami, Florida.
The cruise capital of the world.
And home to alligators and supermodels.
This is the Skate Foo Podcast, a weekly podcast about the art and science of aquascaping.
And now here's your host, author, and Skate Foo Master, Art Panam.
Hello. Welcome to Skate Foo, episode 25. Today we're talking aquarium plants and pushing the hobby forward. It's going to be an interesting one. I'm very excited about it, and we're happy to bring this to you. We've talked about them in the past, but I think we'll go into a little bit of a different spin on them today. So I'm not alone today. With me is Yudis. Yudis, how are you?
Hi, Art. How are you? I'm fine.
Doing great. Thanks. Thanks for being with us. And JJ, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks for coming. So we're talking aquarium plants today, and I think we're going to talk a little bit about the differences in the different markets that we have around the world, mostly Europe and the U.S. But before we do that, let's get into some aquascaping news. Okay. The only piece of news I have is, again, a reminder of the Aquatic Gardeners Association 2015 convention happening April 10th through the 12th in Washington, D.C. We want to make sure to get the word out. This is the 2015, so if you're listening to this at after April 10th through 12th of 2015, you'll have to wait to the next one, and we'll be bringing you news as to where that is. But if it's before, and you can make it, highly recommended. Great speakers, and I think JJ is going to be there, right, JJ?
Yes, sir.
So you'll be able to see George Farmer, Jeff Sensky. They'll be going head-to-head on an Ironman aquascaper competition, nano sessions, etc. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. The show notes, skatefoo.com/25, will have links to register for the convention. And also to become a member of the Aquatic Gardeners Association, which we highly recommend you do. So, any other news, guys, that you want to throw in?
No, but I would like to give a shout out.
Go for it.
Mr. Tyler Koch, I met him at the Aquatic Gardeners. The Aquatic Experience. He was one of the competitors in the aquascaping contest. He was actually right next to me. A great guy. And recognized me from our podcast just by my voice.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
There you go. It's happening. You're a celebrity.
There we go.
Yudis, anything from the European side?
Well, as mentioned in the previous episode, for the upcoming episodes, the Lissabon project of Mr. Amano, 40-meter tank, and review from the Hannover contest. And I have one question to you, Art, because I was reading about it on the internet, and you just mentioned yourself, like Ironman scaping. Well, what does it mean? Is there a time limit, or I don't know?
You know, That's a good question. I came up with the Iron Aquascaper contest many years ago as part of Aquatic Plant Central, APC. And I believe we did one, and I remember doing some graphics for it. It was a takeoff on the Iron Chef concept that was on TV, where two people went head-to-head to produce some food. We were applying it to the aquatic plant side of hobbies, and it wasn't just two people, but here now I think they're doing it. Two people, Jeff Sensky and and George Farmer. So I think it's going to be exciting. I think it's going to, I don't think it'll make the bookies in Las Vegas yet, maybe in a future year. But I think there's going to be people rooting for one or the other, but it should be fun to see what they come up with. We have two real aquascapers going against each other here.
And there's a time limit, like half an hour or 1 hour, or what is the...
Ooh, that's a good question. Yes, I think there is a time limit.
There is. I want to say it's an hour, 2 hours? 2 hours, I would say. That's what I want to say.
Yeah, that's pressure. It takes me all day to put an aquarium together. I can't believe doing it that fast. Okay, so unless there's more news, and I just want to highlight the what Yudi's just mentioned, the Lisbon experience he had. I think once we're able to talk about that, I think it's going to make a great show. It's an amazing, amazing thing that happened over there. And again, it's pushing the hobby forward, which is what we're all about. So looking forward to that. Stay tuned. It's going to be in a future podcast. So let's dive into the interview with Oliver Knott. Okay, guys?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, here's Oliver Knott in the Chicago Aquatic Experience.
Hey guys, JJ here again at the Aquatic Experience in Chicago. I'm with Mr. Oliver Knott of Germany. Many of you folks probably know that Aquascapers is one of the best aquascapers in the world. I know he's personally one of my favorites, and that's a privilege to be here with him. Honestly, I'm a little starstruck. But we want to talk to you about your new Aquanova.
Yeah.
I'm killing the name. Aqua Vi Innova.
Yeah. Aqua Innova is okay. It's a little bit complicated, yeah. But it's okay.
The plants look incredible, and we're really hoping they get it here in the States.
Yeah, we try it. So this is the reason we are here together, to promote it and to find out how is the interest and if it's possible to distribute it in the future to the USMA, because we are able now to import it. This was the key. Also to having a good brand, a new brand for plants in the USA in the future. No, it's not a cheap product, but it's a lifestyle is maybe not the right word.
You get what you pay for.
It's a nice product with a high quality, and I think you can use it in the USA. I think the country is big enough for it.
Yeah. I know you have like your own aqua, so there. Are you going to try to get that over here in the States as well? Or?
Yes, maybe I find a solution now to getting in. Yeah, because they are a basement. It's Japan, and maybe it's a chance now to get them in the USA. It's the nature of it. Yeah.
And what's it? Is this your first time in the States or?
No, I'm not so often in the States. Last year I was here in Chicago too. It was the first aquatic experience, and this year is double size and a lot of aquatic things. Live contests, also very good.
That's my next question. What's it like being a judge for a bunch of us rookies?
Yeah, no, but I think especially in the XL, in the large season, okay, we have only four tanks, but these four tanks are a good level. So, okay, with the nano tanks, I think we have much potential more, but it's good you started with them. You ever have to start it. And for the XL tanks, it's really nice. So for the first time.
And what got you started in this hobby?
I even learned in a pet store in 1988. So I learned in a pet store in 1988, this time I'm in the business, and since 2001, I am a professional aquascaper.
Yeah, I always mess with Yudi. Yudi, you give me a shout out here, bud. I was like, man, it's cool to... This is like a dream job almost to be a professional aquascaper, because here in the States it's almost non-existent, you know.
Yeah.
But hey, we appreciate the interview, and I know you're a busy man, and get back to it.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
There you have it. JJ, you were a little starstruck there, huh?
I was a little bit. You know, he's one of the first scapers that I found on when I started keeping tanks back, or aquascapes back in 86, I'm sorry, I'm not that dangle, 2006, And that I wasn't even a scaper. I was more like a plant grower or a plant killer, whichever way you want to look at that. But yeah, he was one of the, you know, the people that I looked up to and, you know, was inspired by his scapes. So yeah, I was a little starstruck.
And, but you have Hudes here, who's also a professional every week.
Yeah.
And you gave him a little shout out. So that was nice.
Yes, I did. I gave Hudes a shout out.
Now Oliver was talking about, Akvainova, and he touched on it. And he also mentioned a little bit about the contest that took place there. Why don't you very briefly give us, 30 seconds on what that contest was about and what your thoughts were?
There was 75-gallon tanks, T5s, let's see, Fluval 305s. We had on Friday, we had 6 hours to skate. On Saturday, we had an extra 2 hours to finish things off. It was a bit of a struggle for my team as we had delays with stuff coming in. As we flew, my team and I all flew in, whereas the other teams, they all drove in. So they had all their equipment available. But, it was really.
Hello.
I
think Skype bailed on us there a second. Are you still there, JJ?
I'm here.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, but the camaraderie was great. You know, all three of the other teams, they helped us out, you know, here and there with some stuff, you know. So my team, we were very appreciative of that. You know, we were behind the eight ball the whole time, but it was just a great experience. And I really enjoyed it. I'm looking forward to doing it again this year.
It's a little bit like the Art of the Planted Aquarium contest in Europe, Yudis. Much smaller scale, I guess.
I think so. It sounds. I haven't been there. I haven't seen pictures, but it sounds similar.
Okay, so that's what I think Oliver was referring to. I think it was the first year they were doing this, maybe the second year, and obviously the numbers were small, but I think it's a victory that we're actually having it. So
yeah, I think the next one will be bigger.
Okay. Good. It'll be also in Chicago, right? They're going to keep it there in Chicago?
That I don't know.
Yeah. All right. But Oliver spoke about this Akvainova plants. It's a joint venture between Anubias and Aquaflora, two large aquarium plant companies. And it's a new line that's come out. And I think they were promoting at the Aquatic Experience in Chicago. And I think they were sponsoring Oliver, or at least associated with Oliver there. But Yudis, can you tell us about this line of products?
I think the as it is a joint venture between the two companies, so it wasn't easy to take the existing lineup of tissue culture from Anubias. I'm not familiar with Aquaflora, and they created a new lineup. I need to see the name. Yeah, they have the Linea In Vitro and Linea Zero. And Linea In Vitro is the regular tissue culture with some sort of, substrate, like gel, which you can wash off easily. And the Linea Zero is completely without any substrate. It's just a ceramic or made of, I don't know, glass ring. And there is a rubber part on top, where the plant is just put inside to have hold. So this is very fast and very easy to use, the Linea Zero. When you take the plant out, you remove this ceramic ring with this rubber seal, and you can plant it instantly. You don't need to wash things. You don't need to clean off the rock wool or anything. It's that easy and that fast. So, yeah, you have more questions?
Well, no, we've covered this in a past episode, also with Oliver and you, and we'll have a link to it in the show notes again, skatefood.com/25. We went into more details exactly into what they are, et cetera, and how they're presented. But what I'd like to drive the conversation today is it looks like they have progressed as a company to the point where they're ready to strike deals with retailers and distributors and really break into the market. Are you starting to see this line of product in Europe, Yudis? Or not yet?
Definitely, yes. All kind of in vitro plants from different suppliers is available all over Europe. And there are some shops, I would say mainly web shops, they have only tissue culture in their product range because they're so easy to handle. Classic, you know, I would say call them old-fashioned LFS. They have still have their plant selling systems because they have the, you know, the old-fashioned clients, because for those from the older generation, for them it's a little bit difficult to buy plants in cups, to buy small plants and not the plants they're used to. So for these kind of customers, I think there will always be a market of the classic plants. But the future is all in the in vitro and the tissue culture, in my opinion, because for the companies, I was talking a lot with Oliver and with the representative from Anubias and also from Tropica with their tissue culture range. The thing is, all the companies have the same problem. The range of products or of plants they produce in a classic way is limited because, you know, the capacities, and they offer only the best selling and the best growing plants in this this way in a pot. And in the in vitro culture and this tissue culture, they can keep much more plants because they're so easy to keep. They have the laboratory and they say, okay, we need now 100 pieces. Okay, then they prepare 100 pieces. That's easy. But in a classic pot, they have to make thousands. So for this way, we can have a greater and bigger variety, so more rare plants, more different plants in this tissue culture, because they're more easy and cheaper to produce for the companies. So this is a big benefit.
They can also control pests and algae, right? You're getting clean plants.
There is no pests, no algae, no snails, no chemicals, nothing, just the plant inside, nothing else. You can put it into your breeding tank. You can put it into your, I don't know, $1,000 shrimp tank, as a $1,000 for one shrimp, some crazy pinto shrimps or whatever. What else?
That's another podcast. I've never heard of that.
So some people have some very sensitive fish and they're afraid to put plants, new plants into this tank. So they have do you call it quarantine?
Quarantine, yes.
Yeah. Quarantine tank. They put the plants in the quarantine tank for 2 weeks, change the water filter with the charcoal or with the carbon and to remove all the chemicals. And then they only put into their, tank with the fish, which are very sensitive. But the tissue culture and in vitro plants are 100% clean. There is nothing on them. So no need quarantine on these plants.
So go ahead, JJ.
I think another advantage to the tissue cultures, you know, we don't have a lot of that here. You know, the ones that I do get is usually comes from like PetSmart or something, Art.
Yeah.
You know, they get the Downoy. Is, you know, you pay $10 for a package, but it's chocked full of plants. I mean, it's just full of plants. And I mean, you really get bang for the buck with the tissue cultures. And what I noticed from the Agvia Nova system is it's the same thing. Yeah, you get a cup and it's just loaded full. It's just full of plants and they're ready to go. Just right. plug and play with them.
You know, I agree with you. I think that this type of tissue culture and also packaging solves a big obstacle that exists today, which is getting product, a variety of product, into consumers' hands in an easy way.
And a good position.
Exactly. The problem we're faced with here in the United States is that the local fish store market is still run very, very mom and pop like.
Yeah.
And then we have this huge gap in the middle, and then we have these huge big box stores like Petco that sell many different things and are not as focused on the aquatic plant hobbyist or aquascaper. And they keep very few plants. They have different needs, right? They need to distribute their product in an economical way that a product is going to last and not spoil on them into many different stores across the country. The local guy is trying to penny pinch his way as much as possible and trying to focus on things that they don't need to do, which is figure out some way to keep these plants alive and sell them. So very few local fish stores have plants, unfortunately. The big box stores have a very, very limited supply. And like JJ says, now they're more and more going into tissue culture because they can put it on a shelf, hang it somewhere, and it's very and it keeps, which is better for them. Now, so I think that this type of product is the future, right? There's this, I can't call it a black market. It's not a black market, but there's this market, online market of hobbyists sharing plants and selling plants themselves as well. And that is more and more becoming the way U.S. Hobbyists get plants, Udies.
Yeah.
Rather than buying it at a store or seeing a nicely set up aquarium somewhere. So I think if we can have a company like Aquainova really setting up shop with the local fish store and striking deals with the big box stores like Petco, and Petco would love to have this because it's easy for them to sell. It's not going to spoil. They can distribute it across the country. I think they could have some real success. Now, let me take 30 seconds and give some background on the issue we've had with aquarium plants in the United States. We are one of the few countries and maybe the only country where, for example, Tropica was never able to get their plants in. The reason is the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, has regulations on plants being imported into the United States. And really, they need to come in bare root. And as you may know, a lot of the traditional growing of aquarium plants were grown in rock wool for production purposes. So when I assisted Tropica in trying to explore bringing and breaking into the market here, this must have been back in the mid-90s, and they visited with the USDA. The USDA was very accommodating. They said, yes, sure, go ahead, send your plants, but you're going to have to remove the rock wool from each and every one of them. That made it cost prohibitive for Tropica to come in and really any other company to come in. So the quality of plant that was making its way into here was limited. The homegrown growers in the United States grew traditionally, had really more of a focus around ponds and not a lot of interest in the hobby itself. So it really hasn't gone anywhere and it's stagnated. It is in my position, and I'm sitting on a soapbox, sorry, or standing on a soapbox. In my position, it is the one obstacle for this hobby to grow in the United States, the availability of quality plants. Even today, I still have that problem whenever I set up an aquarium. Where am I going to get the plants from?
Yep. Or it takes you a while to patch them all together.
Exactly. So I can't come home from the store with everything I need ready and just plant them. I just can't do that.
You got to source everything. That's the same. That's the problem I have, sourcing everything.
Right. So I think this company may have a shot if it solves that.
And one of the great things about that also is like, you know, a lot of people struggle with placing certain plants together. You know, you get people who want to do a quote unquote low tech tank, but then they get plants that require, you know, more, a little bit more love to them. And those plants die off rather quickly, and the people end up losing interest in the hobby in the plant aspect of the hobby altogether, and they fall back into traditional tank keeping. The great thing about the Aquavia Nova is that they sell kits. So, you know, you can buy one box of plants that they have. You know, it's like a little to-go box if you go to a restaurant takeout or something, you know, like a plastic box.
Yeah, it looks like a salad.
Yeah, it looks like a salad. Well, you know, in one box they'll have, African or Amazon, or, you know, they have different, you know, varieties for a specific water parameters or their lighting or CO2 or whatever that you're doing. You know, that I found that pretty cool. You know, they had one box that had Anubiases and ferns, you know, slower growing stuff that you could put in a tank for, you know, a low tech tank. So I think that's a good way to go too. I think that would appeal to people who struggle with, they don't want to do the research to find what plants are compatible with one another or what's compatible with their, with what they're willing to put in work wise in a tank. So, I mean, I like I said, I think that was pretty cool.
Now, Judis, in Germany, if you're someone that wants to set up an aquarium, is it as easy as going to your neighborhood local fish store and buying the plants right there, and you have a wide selection?
Well, I wish it would be like that, but to be honest, it's not everywhere possible and easy like that. There are some very nice shops. They have a full range of plants from Tropica and from Denali and maybe from Anubias. Like, they have a variety. They have the rare plants, the difficult, the easy ones, the carpeting plants. They have all the aquascapers need, but there are still a lot of shops that have very, very small quantity of plants. But the good thing is, it is very easy to place an order in this shop. You can make it by phone, sample, and say, listen, next week I need this quantity of this plant and this quantity of this plant. And because most of the shops, they get new plants every week, they can place an individual order for you. And so you can pick up your plants next week fresh, you know, in the quantity you need them. So if you don't have a shop which has a good quantity of plants, you can ask them to place order just for you and pick them up next week.
Can I echo on that a little bit? In my experience here with that here in South Florida, it's easy to go to a mom and pop or a local fish store and say, if they carry plants, get a private order in for yourself, because we have Florida Aquatic Nurseries right here. But when I was living in Dallas, that wasn't really the case, you know, and I was really struggling to find plants. And the plants that I did get, I either bought online or, you know, the few friends that I had that kept, plants, I would get a few clippings here and there from them because, you know, they just weren't available in that region or in Dallas, you know. But I find it easier to get plants down here than I did there. So I think getting plants is also might be region specific, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I guess my point is that it's just not easy.
Yeah.
You know? And somebody that like you, that's in the hobby, you know, I have friends, or I can go and ask, you know how to try and get them, and it's still hard for you. But for a new person, it's almost impossible. I mean, they want to walk into somewhere and walk out with a bag of what they need.
Yep.
You know, so I think this type of product, and whether it's Aquavia Nova or another company that's doing something similar, I think is what we need here in the States. I would put out the word that, you know, we should support companies like this.
Yeah, I told the, when I was, Esther is her name, and they'll be at AGA, Aquavia Nova.
Oh, good, at the convention.
Yeah, they'll be there. I think several of us kind of expressed our interest and kind of talked them into doing it. So I think they're committed to the AGA in doing that. So I'm looking forward to seeing them again. And this time I'm looking forward to getting, securing some of their plants at the aquatic experience. I had to leave a little earlier than I would have liked. And just my luck, later that day, they started selling off the plants out of the box, out of that refrigerator system. So I missed out on that. But this time around, I won't be missing out on that. I definitely will buy it. And if they're available here in the States, I definitely will support them. I think their quality is really good. And I think they have a really, really good system going forward in the future.
I'd love to spread the word. So if you know of any retailer that's carrying the line, let us know so we can spread the word. And certainly if there's a dealer, we'll spread the word as well. I'll try and stay on top of this to try and push it along as best we can. So that's all I have on Aquainova, guys. Anything else that you want to add before we move on to the email?
No.
Okay.
Think about the product range, because I'm just watching their homepage.
Yep.
And it is said they have the combi boxes, which is also interesting. I have seen them at the InterZoo. This is sort of, Iwagumi box. So you have some sort of carpeting plant, let's say HC, maybe a little bit for the mid-ground, could be Staroga and Ray plants, or maybe some sort of small hair grass like Eleoharis paula, and something for the back like Eleoharis acicularis or Vivipara, I don't know, maybe. So they make a mix of two or three plants for a Wabikusa. So you can buy it, it looks like a small sushi box, to be honest. Yeah,
this is what I was talking about a little while ago.
Yeah. I'm looking at it as well. It makes me want to eat it. That's how good it looks.
No, it's really nice.
Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. You pick up the box, you walk out, now you can set up your Iwagumi. You got everything there.
Yeah.
And one more thing, but it's not ready yet for selling, is the Wabikusa box. This is a do-it-yourself kit. So they offer a substrate ball. Mixed, pre-mixed, and like assortment of some plants. And all you have to do is to take the substrate ball and then to plant it yourself with the plants provided within the box. And then you have a ready-to-go Wabikusa. You can put in a nice bowl with a little bit of water and put a light over it.
This is Aquainova?
Yes, it's from them as well. Okay. Maybe from Anubias, I'm not sure. It's a mix of the companies. But because of the substrate, this is difficult to sell to the U.S. because it's substrate ball.
Yeah.
So maybe only something for the European market, but, just the way to sell the product. So to offer a box.
Well, if they're not growing plants in it, I don't see why they wouldn't be able to send over just a substrate ball.
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to look into that. I think Wabikusa may be a subject of a future podcast because I don't know how many people know about that side of the hobby.
I've actually messaged Yuri on Facebook about it, and I've never really learned how to do that. So I would be looking forward to that podcast personally.
Perfect. So Aquainova, link in the show notes, skatefood.com/25. And we'll keep an eye on it and bring you word of when it's available and where. So let's go to the email we have, and this one's from Heather. Dear Art, I just want to say how much I appreciate your podcasts. Since discovering them recently, I have been devouring them on my way to work and back each day. I am very much a newbie in the sense that I am in the dry setup phase of my first aquascape, a 29-gallon. I am playing around with hardscape arrangements in my garage and have much more equipment to purchase before I even place my first plant order. Your podcasts have given me a lot to think about and have been very educational, as I have no scientific background and all of this is very new to me. You're not alone, Heather. The episodes on CO2, lighting, and fertilizer have been especially helpful, and I have listened to some of them more than once. That's great. Happy to hear it. That's what they're there for. Just as an idea, it would be great if you could do a future podcast on some of the tricks of the trade that I've been seeing that I've seen people talk about on online forums, such as filling pantyhose with gravel to make rolling hills and so forth, or using different layers of different quality substrate, not only for plant viability, but also for cost savings. These are great tips. We should write those down for the Wednesday Scape Food tip. I look forward to all of your future podcasts and hope to send you a picture of my first aquascape in a couple of months, if all goes well. All the best, Heather. Heather, thank you so much for that email. It's very, very nice. You're the type of person that we do this for, and we're so happy, number one, you're in the hobby. I think you're getting a great start into it, and we are so looking forward to seeing those pictures that you'll send over. If you have any questions or anything we can help you with, let us know. Guys, wasn't that a great email?
Yeah.
Totally.
So it's the really the type of person that we're speaking to. I know that some of you have been in the hobby for many years and probably are as expert or more than all of us here. But there's a lot of newcomers to it, and we need to keep that in mind, and I'm so happy that she's finding us of value. So with that, unless you guys have anything else, why don't we wrap it up?
All right.
Okay. So if you like this episode, please leave us a written review in iTunes. We'll have the link to the iTunes page in the show notes, scapefood.com/25. And please mention us the next time you're in the forums. We do no advertising, so this is the only way we have to spread the word about Scapefoo. It's very much appreciated. If you'd like to give us some feedback, you have choices. You can email me, art@scapefoo.com. Twitter, we're @scapefoo. Facebook, I'm Art Panam, and there's Scapefoo as well if you just search for it. Our Scapefoo feedback page is scapefoo.com/contact. And JJ, where can people find you?
Facebook, Jerry Job, Jobe.
Yuris?
Yuris at Facebook, and there is a link in the show notes.
Absolutely. We'll have links to both JJ and Yuris's Facebook pages. And lastly, please subscribe to the Scapefoo podcast so that you won't miss an episode. You can subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. We also have an email newsletter. All you need to do is go to scapefoo.com. On the right-hand side of the page, enter your name, enter your email, hit subscribe, and you're a member of the Scapefoo tribe. You're going to get tips and tricks that we send out on occasion. You'll get updates anytime we update the blog or the podcast. And we are preparing a weekly newsletter that will be coming out every Sunday called the Aquascaping School Weekly. So that should be fun and interesting, and you get all of that for free. So go ahead, scapefoo.com, sign up. We protect your privacy. We won't spam you, but we will send you a bunch of stuff that you won't otherwise see. So with that, speak to you soon. Have a great week. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Scape Foo podcast with Art Panam.
If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, scapefoo.com. That's scapefoo.com, to your family and friends.
Be sure to check out our archive section on our website for previous podcasts.
This has been an Art Panam production.
Join us next time for another edition of the Scape Foo podcast.